This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman signed a declaration of intent in the agricultural sector with the French government. The signing took place with Eric Lombard, France's Minister of Economy, Finance and Industrial and Digital Sovereignty. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia stated that the implementation of the Electricity Supply Business Plan 2025 to 2034 has the potential to unlock significant investment opportunities, particularly in the renewable energy sector. The minister estimated that the total investment opportunities that could be pursued during this period would reach more than 2 trillion. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mimpi dan harapan di waktu. mengejar menjadi sang pemenang.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
It'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For once so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different. They know we need each other.
only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
Voice of Indonesia.
rasa di dada. Setiap kau tatap mataku, apakah arti pandangan itu menunjukkan hasratku? Sungguh aku telah tergoda saat kau dekat denganku. Hanya kau yang membuatku begini, melepas panas asmara. Sudah katakan cinta, sudah ku bilang sayang, namun kau hanya diam tersenyum kepadaku. Kau buat aku bintang, kau buat aku gelisah. Ingin rasanya kau jadi milikku. Ku akan setia menunggu satu kata yang terucap dari isi hati sandarmu yang membuatku bahagia. Sungguh aku telah tergoda saat kau dekat denganku. Hanya kau yang membuatku begini, melepas para asmara.
Asmara by Afghan. This is a very, very, of course, cheesy love song. It's the lyrics, even the lyrics, repeated a lot of times that how much I want you to be mine. It sounds kind of obsessive, no? But no, it's actually a love song. It's a cute love song. When you love someone, you maybe you become kind of obsessive, so it's not wrong. This song is from Afghan. It is from his album. It is from his 2010 album called The One, and it's one of the most played songs in Indonesia. Of course, if you're from Indonesia, you must be familiar with this song. But do you know, Pana Asmara is actually a cover. Pana Asmara from Afghan is actually a cover from Krishe. So it's originally it was sung by Krishe from his 2004 album called Senyawa. So yeah, the more you know, because for me, I was also did not know about this, the fact that Pana Asmara was originally made and sung by Krishe. I only know that it was sung by Afghan. So yeah, the more you know, you know. And after this, I will play you also a song. It's a very iconic song from Melly Guslo. Yeah, when you think about Melly Guslo, especially my Indonesian listener, you must be thinking about what? Please tell me. 1, 2, 3. Yes, Rangga and Cinta. Ada apa dengan cinta? What's up with love? And for those of you who didn't know, the remake of the movie Ada apa dengan cinta is already done, and it's supposed to be played on 2025, if I'm not mistaken, by the end of this year or next year. So yeah, Aadece is being remake called Rangga dan Cinta, and of course this song has to be there. No, I don't think this is the host of the song, but because Melly Guslo is such a big part of the series and also of the soundtrack album itself, so I'm pretty sure those of you who love Aadece also love Melly Guslo. So here you go, Gantung by Melly Guslo. Enjoy!
Oh, Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
1, 2, 3.
My name is Valerie Reyes. I come from the Philippines. It's a different type of invention found in Indonesia. And yeah, I heard it was originally claimed by Malaysia, but then it was found out that it was originally from Indonesia. And then I think it was announced by UNESCO just, I think, 2 years ago. It was recent.
That was the atmosphere in an Angklung musical training followed by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship Program at Saung Angklung Ujo, West Java. Angklung is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. And as was expressed by Valerie, a participant from the Philippines, the musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage. However, though born of local wisdom, no one can explain when angklung was first created. A lecturer at the Indonesian Karawitan Art College, Yon Sutiono, said,
"Kalau yang namanya musik bambu itu, kalau kita yang kenal sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini itu yang jenisnya angklung ya, alatnya digetar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah, itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat ya saya sendiri enggak tahu itu kapan ya.
Karena the bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayeng Oktaviani Ujo, an angklung artist from Saung Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Awalnya nggak ada nadanya, Pak. Bukan selain repel. Awalnya itu angklung itu hanya musik ritmis, jeringjung, 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 jeringjung. Itu dipergunakan untuk.
Initially there was no tone, no salendro nor pelok. Originally angklung was just rhythmic music, jeng gon jreng gon jreng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Don jreng don jreng don jreng, so there was no tune. But then the outside Baduis created dami lalati dachuns, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dayeng Sutikna was interested in it. He was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayeng tried to find out how could this musical instrument be taught in schools. When he saw the beggar, he thought this could be translated into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at that time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When they played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, si, do is Mr. Dayeng. Why did he do that? Because at that time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Erik, very nice. It's the second time. We went here last year and it was last year, it was so nice. We want to see it again. So, second time, it was very nice.
Perfect. I've been here for the seventh time, and I've been seven times here. When it's not nice, I don't come back.
Those were the comments of two foreign tourists after watching the show at Saung Angklung Ujo.
They were amazed with the music because angklung has a special attraction, as expressed by Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Angklung ini merupakan suatu senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Ya, kita harus tahu, dan saya menyadari setelah saya keluar negeri ratusan kali, itu saya menyadari bahwa kita ini punya senjata yang sangat luar biasa. Dulu dalam sejarah, Belanda kocar-kacir.
Angklung is an incredible weapon. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets, no. But the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people came and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Angklung, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia, how they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia have been well perceived by participants of the Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012, Heydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Nama saya Heydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh.
My name is Heydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn angklung. In my opinion, angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play angklung.
My name is George Kwajine. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now I can, like, you know, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build house, making music and everything. But the first I was like so surprised that they make music from this bamboo, like angklung. Yeah, I also like, yeah, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to, like, if I want to teach angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, we don't have much bamboo.
More and more people are interested in learning angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated angklung as masterpiece of oral and intangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the angklung master Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Tapi yang saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir angklung ini bisa orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China, ya.
But I'm more worried that other people would play angklung better. Why? When I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a closed state, but they play angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play it better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga, gembira dengan pengakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi angklung itu dievaluasi ya oleh UNESCO. Kalau nanti evaluasi.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to angklung have dropped or even none at all.
Facing these concerns, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah, untuk apa ya, mengantisipasi supaya
in order to keep angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular, and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make angklung-related activities in schools. So angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional angklung instructors to train the students and to form angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing, and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Sutiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang.
Then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
Head of Tourism and Culture of West Java Province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think the conservation, development, and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir, symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the governments. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving angklung would be created if all are aware that angklung is fun, as perceived by the artist angklung, Daeng Oktaviani Ujo.
Yuk nyadar gitu, angklung itu menyenangkan.
Let's create angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's package it. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turned out that angklung is like this.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Only in Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or poor, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Mudah sakit hati.
only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau begitu sempurna, di mataku kau begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu. Di setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cintamu. Tinggalkan diriku, takkan mampu menghadapi semua. Hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayang, sempurna.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Wing Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
Listener, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mata. The song was composed by Osman.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and then a nation with a soul.
Voice of Indonesia. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information.